This is regional news coverage from the KBIA Newsroom. I'm Ryan Schmidt. U.S. Senator Claire McCaskill says a program designed to increase local support in Afghanistan by improving Afghani infrastructure is getting out of control. The Missouri senator is proposing an amendment that would, if passed, allow funds from the Commander's Emergency Response Program and the Afghanistan Infrastructure Fund to be used for projects costing $50,000 or less. McCaskill says the CERP ballooned to cover unsubstantial highways and power plants. However, she did say the U.S. Agency for International Development could continue funding development projects in Afghanistan. The Food Bank for Central and Northeast Missouri is offering a new virtual food drive for donors. Rather than dropping off food or setting up fundraisers, donations can now come through a virtual grocery store on the food bank's website. Food bank spokesperson Rachel Ellersick says the virtual food drive is convenient for those who don't have the time or resources to donate as much as they'd like to.
This kind of is a fun way that does the work for them, and it's pretty easy to set up. It's quick, it's fun, there's the same camaraderie as a physical food drive, but it's just all virtual.
Ellersick hopes businesses will also use the virtual food drive to set donation goals and easily monitor their progress through the website. The food bank can provide up to 20 pounds of food for every dollar donated. For 24 years, December 1st has marked a day to remember those with HIV and honor those who battled the disease. World AIDS Day is being recognized around the globe today and also around Colombia. KBIA's Molly Balkenbush reports.
The MU Student Center and Sexual Health Advocate Peer Education joined forces this afternoon and offered free HIV testing. MU Health Educator Dustin Hampton says it's important for people to get tested because 1 in 5 people living with HIV do not know they have the virus. There's a candlelight vigil tonight in honor of World AIDS Day. Hampton says the vigil is a powerful event for everybody, not just those living with the virus.
It's also an awareness for people that are not HIV positive, but people who may be at risk for HIV, about taking personal responsibility and doing things to keep oneself safer.
Hampton says events like the Candlelight Vigil are good opportunities to help bring HIV awareness to the community. He says that although today is World AIDS Day, precautions should always be taken.
We are offering free HIV testing today, but we offer it every day in the community. Rain does free HIV testing every day.
The Candlelight Vigil will take place at 5 tonight at the intersection of College and Broadway in downtown Columbia. Molly Balkenbush, KBIA News.
St. Louis-based produce company Front Row Produce is recalling 10-ounce pint and 10-pound bulk grape tomatoes that could potentially be contaminated with salmonella. 10-ounce packages will have a green sticker on the bottom side of each package with a 7-digit number. Food service distributors and retail stores in Missouri and Illinois received the contaminated tomatoes from a Texas-based produce company. The True False Film Festival is receiving a $20,000 grant for this year's 2012 festival. The grant from the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences will help pay for educational outreach programs, the Visiting Filmmaker Program, and the festival's mentorship program. Festival spokesperson Paulina Molikan says this grant helps fund more educational programs, such as the Filmmaker Boot Camp.
We're providing a full video training program for high school students from the area public schools, as well as two of their teachers.
The recipients can only get the grant every other year, and this is the second time the festival has received it. True False is scheduled for March 1st through 4th. Missouri lawmakers began pre-filing bills today for next year's legislative session, which begins January 4th. As Marshall Griffin reports from Jefferson City, one was influenced by the deadly Joplin tornado.
The bill, if passed, would allow Missouri residents to deduct up to $5,000 from their state income taxes for building storm shelters on their properties. It's sponsored by Democratic House member Terry Swinger from the Boot Heel.
It'll help people to be safer, and quite frankly, I think that's one of the main things in government we should be doing. We should be looking out for people's public safety and helping them be safer.
Other pre-filed bills include yet another legislative attempt to restore local control over the St. Louis Police Department. And there's a proposed constitutional amendment that would shorten the annual regular session from 18 weeks to 12 weeks. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin.
For KBIA News, I'm Ryan Schmidt.